flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Ready for the weekend. And yesterday, I was listening to The Drive with Ron Nutshow Hughley.
Show.
And Clint Sterner. And big shout out to T-Mill. Who tried to keep those guys together.
He usually
do a good job keeping these guys together. But I think he had to sit back and just let them box it out a little bit. So yesterday, this was during T-Mill's segment, turd segment.
Yeah.
T-Mill's turds.
Turds of the week.
Turds of the week, yes.
I said the turd segment.
So this was during turds of the week. And T-Mill decided to give the referees in the Kansas City Chiefs game versus the Texans the silver turd.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron kind of didn't like the way this was going. I think he was perfectly fine with it, but I think what kind of ticked Ron off a little bit was Clint pretty much said Patrick Mahomes is the biggest flopper in the NFL.
Yeah. The floppiest man in all the land.
He said he's the biggest flopper. Ron disagreed. He said everybody flops. So you point at one guy, but everybody flops.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how it started.
You're gonna sit here and try to sell that those two don't flop more than anybody else.
They don't.
And aren't more egregious.
No.
Well, the whole league flops.
James Harden flops less than LeBron?
No, but where the difference
is.
Is
that what you're saying?
On the football side, he's a quarterback.
Is that what you're saying? Another thing? Who do you see the most?
I'm saying.
Who do you see the most?
That's fine. You can say that it's talked about the most.
Silver medals getting wild.
But at the end of the day, they're damn sure LeBron. I mean, there ain't no. I mean, I'm a casual fan, and I have no. I like greatness. I like watching it. There is no question when you watch LeBron James, he constantly flops more than anybody that I watch. I watched the whole game last night. I didn't see one guy.
The entire league plays.
I disagree.
the entire league. I watch it every night.
Oh no! The entire league is extremely soft. They flop. They do, but nobody does it better than LeBron James.
Now, why this was so funny to me, because if you didn't know, Show is the biggest LeBron fan.
He
loves LeBron. So not only did you bring up your quarterback for the Chiefs,
he was fighting a two-front war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. They said, he's just like LeBron James, the biggest flopper in the league.
Yeah.
And
I also don't agree that LeBron James is the biggest flopper in the league, but I
he's
understand
up there, but that's, not, that's neither here nor there.
So this is part two of it. And Ron decided to, you know what, I'm a bring feelings up in this, man, because clearly he feel like Clint has a feeling. He had feelings about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so he used the magic word. Remember that word, feelings.
Yeah. These are your feelings.
Well, I have none.
Well, I'm just your feel is I feel like LeBron is the one that does this, or Mahomes does this more than anybody else. It's not actually factual. Everybody does it. Everybody flops. Everybody sales calls. I'm sorry. You're gold
medal. No, you're good.
You're gold medal.
To put
something, to something
like,
to jump
like
in.
You pushing Mahomes doesn't flop. And does more than
now,
more than
now
others.
You just made this. I didn't say
you
that.
You just made an excuse for Mahomes flopping.
I said the league flops.
No.
I said the whole league flops.
Well, yes, the whole league flops. Okay, the
go
whole
find
league
Josh
flops.
Allen. Go the, find Josh.
Right, Josh does it too.
Dude, this is the
Josh
best
does it too. He does it more than anybody.
Josh, you're nuts.
Josh,
you just had a guy. Ron, Pat just apologized for doing it on the sideline and
Clint,
was embarrassed about it.
You're trying. This is what you guys do. I didn't say he didn't. I didn't say
you guys.
I didn't say he didn't.
Oh, no, you don't get to do that. Press pause. Press pause. You don't get to do the you guys, Mr. You people. No, I refuse.
This is what you guys do?
No, you don't get to talk to nobody about that, Lopez.
Hey, get a little rough after that.
What?
Just keep an eye on this.
Quarterbacks are selling calls.
And I'm telling you that Pat Mahomes does it more than anybody. We just watched the playoff game. And everybody in America is talking about it.
You're talking about the one there. Yes, we're talking. You keep referencing that one. There are millions of other players doing it.
Millions?
Everybody does it. Everybody. No, you just can't come to terms with it and just say, hey, he flops.
I did.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. But yeah, so it got a little chippy there. And this clip, I'm remember that word feelings.
Yeah.
Ron had to bring it back up.
Oh no.
Man. Cool. Listen, you can get into and have what your feel is and what you
feel.
You are. That is your feel. There's no way. Josh Allen flops his word. You get the hell out of here.
They all
flop. I know they do. That's what I'm saying. They're then adding that Mahomes flops more than anybody else.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, he doesn't.
And your response is everybody flops. He doesn't. Everybody flops.
He does.
No, he just had to apologize for it.
Yeah, he apologized. Yes, the one play that he did it. That the last play he did it. That does just because Josh hasn't apologized for it doesn't mean he doesn't flop. Or just because offensive linemen do it doesn't mean he doesn't flop. It's your feelings. You feel like you see Mahomes flop more than anybody else. You do.
Or
it's
you
not
do.
Accurate.
Or,
just
or
like you
do.
Feel the Chiefs get more calls than anybody else. It's not accurate. Just like you feel.
That's
like
absolutely nuts.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, by the way, they totally hijacked Tyler's segment.
Oh, yeah. Tyler didn't sound like mad about it.
Oh, they went up against the clock. Hey,
the music was off.
Yeah.
It was like 56 on the clock. It was over.
Tyler was good. When you heard him, he was like, this is the best turds ever.
Yeah. So they ended the segment, and Clint had his segment coming up at the top of the hour.
Oh, no.
Oh, Dirty's.
Oh, wow. Dirty's doesn't. And you thought it was over?
Nope.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's over.
I think I'm going to take my gloves off with y'all.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Take them off, man.
Look, I'm being honest.
It's not your fault the team you're a fan of has the benefit of the doubt from the refs, ultimately.
Sure. As I said, you have no data to back that up. You feel that way, and that's fine. But hey, my team's playing next week.
We're going there.
Oh, damn it. That was an uppercut to the crotch.
I really have.
Enjoy y'all it while on vacation.
And I have
flopping. You talk about LeBron and Pat got his feelings, didn't it?
Ain't in my feelings. My team playing Sunday.
That's
where he's going.
Again?
Been crying all week. Yeah. From the top down. Feel like we got the better team.
Yeah. Damn, y'all got so into that debate, I didn't even get my gold turd trophy.
12 points. One day, y'all just don't admit. Y'all just weren't good enough.
The problem with that is, and not to be that guy, but there.
Oh, here he goes, being that guy.
There is data. There are stats. There is data.
That says they get
much better treatment in the postseason.
Yeah. So this is the last clip right here, and they really start going at it right here. And at the very end, Clint tried to do a Reggie transition. Or what you call those?
Segue?
Segue, yeah. He tried to do a Reggie segue, and it kind of got me cracking up a little bit.
I had no idea that you would sit here straight-faced and not just say, hey, they both flop, and they benefit from it. Let's move on.
Did I say that?
No, you bring other players into the fold instead of just talking about the topic at hand. That's not the point. The point is very clear. You can't bring anybody else in the conversation. They flop better and more often than anybody else in the game.
And so when you say, Clint, they flop more than anyone else, then Clint... Oh. The response to that would be, no, they don't. Others flop just as much as they do.
LeBron James is the best of them all. They all flop. LeBron James flops and benefits from it better, as good as anybody I've ever seen play the game.
And you want them to lose.
I don't have anything. I don't have any reason for them to lose. I don't care either way it goes.
You don't sound like it.
Oh, no, your sensitive ass don't want to hear it that way.
I'm not sensitive.
We're talking about flopping, I don't want Pat to win another championship. Hold on.
But this is my thing, too. As you sound like a listener and caller, your ass is your ass is dead red, screaming and talking loud.
Yeah. I'm having a heated, passionate conversation about it.
So don't call me sensitive. Hell, your ass.
I am very sensitive.
Don't come and say, hey, Ron, you being sensitive. Your ass is
dead sensitive.
All you Texans is being sensitive.
All right.
What do you talk about?
If you're just now joining us, Dead Red is over here talking about another
Dead
Red.
Wait for the
segue. Greg Grissom, Texans team president. Did not mean for that to come out that way, by the way.
Oh. Yeah, I was like,
did you hear that segue?
Oh.
What did he say? That was just a little.
I'm going to play it again. Hold on.
What do you talk about?
If you're just now joining us, Dead Red is over here talking about another Dead Red.
Oh, God. That's Greg Grissom.
Texans team president. Did not mean for that to come out there.
I hope not. Oh, man.
How did y'all feel about that whole reaction?
I don't know. I'm still figuring it out myself. I am. But now, I do appreciate that they took the natural the natural kind of arc of an argument, right? Because that was an argument. Sometimes, that was an argument, which is fine. It was all good, man. That's sports talk. Sports get you to that place sometimes when you have arguments with your boys, people that you love, and all those things. Like, you're arguing the point.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you might find yourself in a little bit of like a rut.
Then all of a sudden.
Where we have our ideas, and then all of a sudden, now we're not talking about the point at all.
No, your ass is sensitive.
No, you! Yeah.
Your ass is sensitive.
I'm not, you are!
Now, I got to say, as far as the LeBron James flopping thing, I feel like LeBron have to flop at some point because he's so strong and he wouldn't get a lot of the calls that he do get. Just for being so strong, because he kind of went through that as a rookie. So I kind of understand why somebody like that would flop.
Here's the other
point. I think there's significantly more floppers in the NBA, but that's neither here nor there. I don't actually want to get down into that point. Yeah.
Here's what I was going to say. Don't even bring up LeBron, as far as I'm concerned. Basketball's a different... I mean, teach flopping.
Yeah.
You coach flopping.
That's part of the game.
They coach flopping.
Yeah.
Football in the NFL, there's not a lot of flopping.
At the quarterback, it's one of the reasons why people got so damn mad about the Aziz hit is that quarterbacks are getting to a place where they are bending, or not bending, but they're working on the edges of that rule.
Yeah, but it's still not a lot. And my favorite thing of all... of this whole conversation about flopping and Patrick Mahomes and other players and all that other stuff, these are the same people. And I hate that term, but it really is.
No, you don't.
These are the same people that are like, soccer, all they do is fake injuries and flop. Well, that's the story in the NFL right now, boys. That's the story in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think the main thing, because I do think a lot of people flop more than what we think in the NFL.
Yeah.
But I think the main story is quarterbacks taking advantage of this type of stuff by flopping, getting the 15-yard penalty, extending the drive for people like Patrick Mahomes and stuff like that. Yeah. And then they're not calling it for other quarterbacks and little stuff like that. So I think Patrick Mahomes is the guy that kind of perfected a little bit in taking advantage of the rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm neither here nor there, but that was the argument that was had. And at the very least, I shout out to Paul that a conflict and everything makes great radio.
Yeah, it does.
Ass is sensitive.
No, you are.
Your ass is sensitive.
I love it, man. Them boys is putting on my show. They do it every time, and they'll do it again today. The drive. In fact, it's a great drive that's set up. Oh, Ron, you want to? Sorry, show. Would you like to speak for yourself? Because I was just about to tease and talk about how y'all are having some great guests today.
I used some great restraint last night.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
I did.
That was restrained?
I used some. It was.
We can fix that.
No, don't. You're stirring. You're stirring excrement there. I don't like what you're doing there.
You're stirring the gumbo up.
That's right. Well, I don't know if gumbo is what I was talking about, but make sure you listen to Drive. You'll hear stuff like that. But more importantly, Jonathan Alexander will join at 2:20 to further discuss the parting of ways between the Texans and Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator. And then Jesse Palmer will join, I believe, 3:40 was the time. So, man, a fantastic show set up for Friday. Ain't no news dump around here. We give you coverage of all of that. But, yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to mix with those dudes. Plus, I don't know, do we need to draft the weekend?
We'll do a little bit of everything, but definitely more Slowick.
All right, we'll do that next.